episode 1693, when the answer is no.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Crack open the bubbly. Okay, I need a drink bubbly, but it sounds great. It's Friday. That means it's Confessions of an Upset Mama, and I'm letting it all hang out when the answer is no. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I pray that you have had a beautiful week. We've enjoyed some great weather. It's actually been cooling off the last couple of days. Know that we are praying for the safety of those that are in the pathway of Hurricane Dorian. It can be very scary, and hurricanes are unpredictable, but God is not. So know that we are praying for you. All right, well, let's dive in. One of the most frustrating encounters is a power struggle. Why is it that such a simple request can lead to such a definitive and defiant response? How do you respond when the answer is no? As adults, we say yes to a lot of things in life. Some things we like and some things we do because we have to. It's responsibilities. It's on our to-do list. We have no choice because we own a home. Or yeah, we have children and we have to take care of them. We just can't, you know, let them do whatever they want to do. So why are we so surprised when our children say no to us with little to no hesitation? Well, my younger self secretly wishes I had that backbone more today as an adult. Maybe I wouldn't be doing as much as what I'm doing. I wouldn't be tied down to so many things that are important but not a priority to me at this time personally. Flipping the tables, what do the children know more about saying no than me? Well, it got me thinking, of course, and you know where my mind goes. It just goes into deep thoughts. And recently, our family has been asked to have a picture taken of us for the paper. Now, believe it or not, there are still papers that are printed. People do read them. Not everything is just digital. Yes, it will be online, but that's for another episode. But this is actually for print. And so they want to come and have our picture taken, et cetera, et cetera. They're going to use it in social media. And so I thought, okay, that's fine. Well, I knew I'd have to convince a few people. Number one, the children. Number two, the husband. Actually, probably number one, the husband. Number two, the children. But who I thought would actually give me a hard time with the idea didn't. They were okay with it. Everything was fine. But then I had one that firmly refused. Oh, no, Mom, that's not happening. No, 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 I'm not doing it. Period, end of story. Like, close the door, walk out of the room. There is no room for conversation. And then I had another that said, only if you force me. I was like, oh my gosh, you're like almost twice as tall as me. Okay, not really, that's exaggerating. But he's a gentle giant to me. He could take me down, but he knows I'm still his mom and I will take him out. But that's for another episode. How can you really force a young adult, right? How can you say that this is your ultimatum? You have no option. Strangely, we as parents think that we have control over our children. That control is only as strong as our consistency, and that consistency wavers often. Yet for those youngins, they are all about the no. It starts out young, and it sounds cute to begin with, no, 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 no. Then they get this attitude. I'm sure you've seen clips after clips, and it gets, you know, viral reviews, and people like it, and all of this, and you probably sent out a few, maybe 2 to 5 clips of these cute youngins saying, no, 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 no. And they have this look and attitude, right? But the thing is it continues on. But then all of a sudden it ceases. It like disappears. We lose the capability of using the word no. It doesn't happen, especially as women. For some reason, we get this inbred something or other. It's like this pill, the switch that's flipped on that yes must have to happen all the time. We have to say yes. We have to say yes. There is no room for no. And we wear ourselves down. What do you do when the answer is no? Well, it all depends on the backhand communication. Are you ready? That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. Are you ready? Well, I don't know that we are. We attempt to be, but we don't get that wonderful handbook of how to be a parent. We don't get that specific handbook as how to communicate. Oral communications in college, maybe you took that class, maybe you didn't. Maybe you slept through it. Maybe you really just didn't care. But we have a hard time communicating nowadays. We talk in emojis. Really? An emoji equals an emotion? I don't think so. It doesn't mean the same. How do you know how hurt someone really is just because they have this weird, funny yellow face that they placed in a text to you? You don't know the depth of their hurt. You don't know what's really going on. Are you ready? We cannot assume that the answer is going to be yes when we ask a question or we ask for help. And flip the tables, right? What if it's asked of us? Because, you know, we say yes all the time. Okay, I say yes majority of the time. I won't put words in your mouth, but I do a lot of yes. And I've learned to say no now more often. Sometimes that makes me feel really good, and other times I feel guilty. I'm being honest. But that doesn't mean that that's ultimately the answer, whether we say yes or no. So go into the encounter with the backhand communication. Are you ready? Now, believe it or not, this thought came to me when, yes, I'm watching my tennis. Yes, U.S. Open, you know it. And football season is back in full swing too. So come on, we're talking tennis, we're talking football. It's going to be a great season. Bring on the fall leaves. I cannot wait. So are you ready? A-R-E. And this backhand communication is more to the effect of the little things. I've been watching these extraordinary players. If you're a tennis enthusiast like I am, I cannot play the sport well. I do enjoy playing it, and I play it a little bit, but I am not great at it, nor am I really good at it. I just do it. And as I'm watching these up-and-coming players, they are incredible. Coco Gauff, we had McNally just fight to the bitter end in her second round. We had Townsend that blew away and knocked out Halep, a fourth seed. That's craziness. But you see, it's in the backhand. It's in the little things. Forward hands are real easy when you play in tennis. Why? Because it's going in a natural direction. It's forward progress. It's easier to guide things that way. Now, I'm not even good, but I can still hit the ball going with a forehand. That means going forward from my right or left side. But a backhand is crossing your arm over and swinging it the opposite way. Well, even if you don't know tennis, just think about it in regards to physics. You're going to cause that ball to go in directions that isn't necessarily forward. It's going to go sideways, upward, backwards, downwards. It's going to do a wiggly, googly something or other. And you're going to be like, how did I do that? Communication has the same thing. We've got to look at the little things, the backhand part of our oral communication, our written communication, the stuff that takes it even deeper. It's the little things that matter. And it all starts with, are you ready? A-R-E. Now, as I was kind of breaking this down, I also thought this is going to be somewhat confusing. So bear with me. I want to explain this. And you can use this whether or not you're being asked to do something, whether you're asking somebody to do something, or you're just simply in a conversation. This is all information that you can use when it comes to exchanging verbal words, sentences, paragraphs. All right. So number one, A, ask with respect. No assumptions. For assumptions cause trouble. Be respectful of the other person. What they think matters. How they feel matters. How you feel matters. So ask with respect. Going to my son and saying, hey, would you be willing to do this? He's like, yeah, I guess I can get up then. Okay. That was great. That was the one that I thought would give me a hard time, but he said yes. I was like, rock on. Maybe the others will be easy. No, they were not. But I still approached it and I asked with respect. I didn't assume that they were going to say yes. In fact, I actually assumed they would tell me no. So when they said yes, I was surprised. But then when they said no, oh, unless if you force me, then I was like, oh, how do I come back with this? What do I do? How do I respond? Well, it leads me to number two, respond with clarity. There's most likely going to be follow-up questions. If you're asking someone to do something or they're asking you to do something, you're going to want some what? Details. So know the details. Don't let the little things fall through the cracks. Lay out the expectations. This is what I need from you. Be specific to the degree that you can. Sometimes we don't know everything and that's going to be all right. But you want to respond with clarity. Don't sit there and try to string them along or try to, you know, mask something. Be honest and upfront about things. So number one, are you ready? The A, ask with respect. Number two, R, respond with clarity. And finally, number three, E, educate using consequences. It's important to foresee the outcomes, good or bad. Now, you're not going to know all the possibilities. There's no way for you to know all the possibilities, probabilities. You're just not going to be able to do that. Because if you were to sit down with a calculator and start to figure things out, you're going to understand that there's just too many different combinations when it comes to a conversation with anybody. So it's important to be prepared for the majority of them. This is about guidance, not control. There is a difference. And I know when I was a much younger parent who thought she knew absolutely everything, which in all honesty, I really did do a halfway decent job. Not all the time, but I would say probably half and half, which is not bad for a ranking for a parent, right? My children still will need therapy as they get older, but I still feel like when I was a much younger parent that I knew a few things because I was raised by an incredible parent, my mom and my dad. They both were great. Did they do everything right? No. But hey, I was a great practice child and I had two more siblings to follow me and I turned out halfway decent, I think. So when I go back and I look at how I communicated with my children. Yeah, there were times that I really did think I was controlling them. You know, like that remote control car that you can tell it to go wherever you want to. And, you know, you put batteries in it and all that. And it works exactly how you want it to. Our children don't work that way. So we need to look at it from the aspect of it's guidance, not control. And if we go in with that mindset, that understanding, if we go into any conversation with that understanding, then we don't become overbearing. We don't act like a know-it-all. We don't have our ego going before us. We don't sit there and say, oh, guess what? I got it all. I'm the parent. You're going to do what I say regardless. At times, when it comes to safety, yeah, maybe we do need to put our foot down differently. But we need to be able to have our children in communication with us, in full dialogue. It's not a monologue. If you monologue as a parent, you're not going to get very far. It's got to be a dialogue. It's got to be exchanges of words between two or more people. Are you ready? Ask, respond, educate. I think about how I can use this personally. Someone comes up to me and says, hey, Christiane, would you be willing to speak at our conference coming up? Okay, that's a really big question. Why? Because there's a lot to that question. I need to know details, like maybe when is the conference? What is the conference about? Is it even something that I'm interested in? Right? We've got to figure all this out. I've had people come up to me and say, I want to coach with you. When and where do I sign up? I'm ready to start now. I'm like, whoa, this is a two-way street here. I don't coach just everybody. It's not because I don't like certain people. It's sometimes, depending upon their specific situation and their needs, we may or may not be a fit. And so I don't make an assumption until I get to know the actual person initially. That's why we have an initial phone call. an initial discussion to see, are we a right fit? And fortunately, a lot of our life, we lead it by assumption. We assume that a certain person or persons want us to respond a certain way. We do it with our children. Now, we don't necessarily consciously think about that, but if we would stop long enough to process our thinking mechanisms and our systems and how we go from one thing to the next. I know you got a lot of time on your hands. So this is something you want to do, right? No, of course you don't. That's why I'm asking you, are you ready? Ask, respond, educate. It's a different way to approach conversations when the answer is no. You know, and maybe you're not ready. Guess what? That's okay. Both for you and your child. You're going to learn this stuff. You'll learn it as you go along. Communication is fundamental. You can't live a joy-filled life unless you learn to communicate. And we all can do it better. I can do it better. And so it's really important that we begin to break things down and say, okay, how can I make this conversation go smoother? What can I bring to the table? So they better understand my point of view, where I'm coming. Because unfortunately today, it may not be within your family because they may already dislike you. But if you look on social media, if you say one bad thing or someone says one bad thing to you, immediately the response is, well, they hate me. They don't like me anymore. There's like no further discussion. It could just be like, well, this is just my thought, has nothing to do with you personally, but oh no, we're either all in or all out. There's no, I'm coming from this perspective. No one wants to hear anything more. It's close the door, I'm done. Wash my hands of it. Walk away. How does that really serve anybody in life? Whether you're a child, whether you're a young adult, whether you're an adult, or whether you're an older adult with much more wisdom. What is it? Are you ready? This parenting thing is really tough. And I do not have it all under control. I don't. I fail every single day. And there are times that my children flat out tell me, Mom, you failed at that one. And some of those times, I love them for telling me that. Other times, I'm like, why did you say that? That really gets on my nerves because you're not a parent. You have no idea what you're talking about, but that's for another episode. When the answer is no, what do you do? How do you choose to communicate? When there's tension building, what is it like to communicate with your children? Now, understand we're talking about children and adults who actually can formulate their own thoughts. We're not talking about the temper tantrums of the young ones. That's for a totally different episode. We're not talking about temper tantrum no's. We're not talking about it, I want my way or the highway. No. We're talking about you've got your kind of older preschoolers all the way up into adulthood. We all need to figure out how to do things better. Are you ready? If you want some help with this, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Yes, it's absolutely 100% free. My gift to you. You just have to be bold and click on that link. And that will begin our conversation. I cannot wait to hear from you. I can't tell you who's going to show up for that picture. But we're taking it on Monday, so I'll let you know. Maybe I'll even post it. It'll be interesting to see. Can I, quote unquote, convince my children, the ones who were emphatic and said, nope, not doing it. I refuse. Shut the door. Walk out. Not discussing it anymore. Can I twist the arm of only if you make me? And for those who say, oh, okay, no big deal, will they show up? I don't know what that's going to look like. But what I do know is that as the next couple of days progress, I'm going to be asking some things. And it's all going to be about, are you ready? Are you ready? Go out today, be present, Be incredible. Be you. You're doing an extraordinary job. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.